Hey guys, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Nature Box. Make sure that when you've got a craving for a tasty snack, you reach for the good stuff, the smart stuff, and not the junky, bulky, gross stuff. Reach for Nature Box and start snacking healthy today. Nature Box has made their service even better because now you can order as much as you want, as often as you want, with no minimum purchase required, and you can cancel anytime. So NatureBox is offering our listeners 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/the read. That's naturebox.com/the read for 50% off your first order. Go get something tasty and let's move on.
Hey guys, today's episode of The Read is also brought to you by Squarespace. It's that time of year to start doing something different. Maybe you're taking on a new challenge like starting a business or changing your career, or maybe you're finally launching that project that you've been thinking about and talking about and tweeting about for years. Whatever your next move is, you can go ahead and tackle it with Squarespace right at your side. Whether you need a landing page or a professional blog, maybe even a store for the things you sell, no matter what, Squarespace is ready to let you create a custom platform where you can make your latest goals into a reality. So go ahead and start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ when you check out to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's squarespace.com and offer code READ when you check out for 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move, and let's start the show.
Ooh, look at me. My name is Weiss. I know facts. I'm rich. There's literally no way on earth you would ever know what this is, and I don't think that anybody else really at home would know besides maybe like five nerds. And it's okay because I couldn't think of anything else, and I don't care what anybody has to say about it.
Well, I was going to Google the name, but I don't know how to spell Weiss.
Of course you don't, because why would you? It's not a name. So,
okay. Well, amen.
Welcome back, everyone. This is The Read. I am Patricia Nightingale.
Okay, and I am Roxane Gay. Who is Patricia Nightingale?
I have no idea.
Did you just make up that whole name?
Just put two words together.
I thought maybe she was Florence's sister or...
Don't know who that is.
Intern or something. Florence Nightingale? Never mind. Okay, dope.
So welcome back. Let's not waste any time at all. I mean, I don't know how this is supposed to match up to last week's episode because first of all, it was 2 days long and also Trina was here and then whatever. So,
I mean, that was fantastic. Actually, every time we have like a dope guest like that coming back in the studio is hard, but that one was a big one for you. So,
well,
life-changing. She's everything.
This week in Black Excellence, let's just go ahead and discuss the Oscar nominations. Very, very black this year, thankfully. And record-breaking in a few areas. So, look, first of all, this is the first time that black actors have been nominated in every acting category at the Oscars, which...
Sad.
After 2 years of them not being nominated at all. Any of them.
Right.
So now Denzel's nominated for Fences for Best Actor. Mahershala Ali's nominated for Supporting Actor in Moonlight. Ruth Negga is nominated for Best Actress for Loving. Viola Davis is nominated for Supporting Actress for Fences. She is now the first actor or first actress to be nominated for an Oscar 3 times in her lifetime.
The first black one.
The first black one.
Right. We know white girls been getting it, but...
3 times.
Just in case you thought Auntie Viola didn't invent acting, she actually did. Like, 100%, absolutely.
3 times.
She's it.
Before her, I believe it was Whoopi Goldberg, who was nominated for Ghost.
Yeah.
And...
something else.
I don't remember. I don't think it was The Color Purple.
Well, no, I don't think so either, now that I'm thinking about it, but I don't remember what it was.
But yeah, either way, she was the one who was holding it down prior to that with 2 nominations for some older movies. So the fact that it's like 3, meanwhile, like, anyway, the point is to focus on positive
meanwhile,
things.
These little white girls get a nomination every year. But still, the fact that the 3 movies she was nominated in are all fantastic, and she killed all 3 of them.
It's Doubt, The Help, and now...
Fences, which is excellent. Excellent. Adapted from a play, so lots of monologues, but really good.
I thought it was great.
It was, but it's definitely, you can tell that it was a play.
I mean, is it like intentional? Like, that's what I love. Part of what I love about
it. Beautiful. It was, don't get me started.
Naomi Harris is nominated for Moonlight, supporting actress.
That's right, bitch. That's the fuck right.
Octavia Spencer is nominated for Best Actress Best Supporting Actress for Hidden Figures.
That's my girl.
This is the first time that multiple black nominees were nominated in the category.
Isn't that sad? We have to pick which
Before
black person
that,
we're gonna root for.
It was Margaret Avery and Oprah Winfrey in 1985 for the color purple.
Damn, that is sad. That is just tragic.
Over
89? 85. Oh, sorry. Worse.
Way worse.
A good 32 years ago.
Much older than me.
Wait a minute.
So.
Congratulations to all the nominees, though. That's great.
Moonlight is also nominated for Best Picture. Hidden Figures is. Fences is. Barry Jenkins is nominated for Best Director. I'm sure I'm missing some other people. But lots of representation and inclusion in this year's Oscars. Great to see it. Well-deserved. Everything. I actually am lucky to say that I did get to see all of these films. Except I don't think I saw Loving. I know I didn't see Loving. Mm-hmm. But I saw the rest of them.
Well, I know Ruth Negga is great. So I'm just going to go ahead and root for her.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, girl, eat it.
Am going to watch the Best Picture. I've seen probably half of the Best Picture nominees. So I'm going to go ahead and watch the rest of them just so I can make sure that I know I'm right when I say Moonlight should win. Like, I already feel it.
All right.
I feel that already deep in my soul, but I just want to be able to know it for sure.
Right. I agree. I mean, I have literally no intention of ever watching La La Land, but I mean, I guess I should should be like, oh, okay. This movie is not superior because it has 14 nominations. It looks so dumb. I don't even, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
White people acting like they invented jazz.
So that's that for Black Excellence. Also, rest in peace to Q from World Star, who just randomly was found dead somewhere. I mean,
I think he died in his sleep of a heart attack.
That's what I heard. But then I heard some other story he was found somewhere else, like not in his sleep.
Oh, God. Well, I hope.
I don't know what the story is, right? And I don't care. The problem, you know, all I will say is that as crazy and problematic as World Star Hip Hop has been.
Oh, my God.
You can't deny the impact. And that man, like, created something that impacted hip hop culture.
This is true.
In a huge way. So,
negative or positive, it happened.
Negative or positive.
I never met him, but clearly he had a big impact on a lot of people. So I'm definitely sorry for everybody's loss.
Okay, so this week in the bullshit, where to start? I'm going to allow you to put together your microphone. So where to start? First of all, let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. The New Edition biopic miniseries film story is currently happening on Black as Hell Ass Entertainment and Television, and people are very, very excited about this film. The first part of the, I think it's three parts. Mm-hmm. The first one came on last night, and I guess it will be again tonight and then tomorrow night. I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. People were really thrilled about this. I'm excited to see. I actually didn't watch it because I didn't feel like it. But
for the same reason.
I do want to go back and check it out at some point. I mean, just to give you perspective, New Edition would be more for like aunties maybe in my life.
Yeah.
Because like, by the time Belle Biv DeVoe and Poison came around, I was two. So.
Just a baby.
I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I know lots of their records, obviously, and love lots of New Edition's music, but I don't know the story, and I actually don't care very much.
Right. Okay. So that's very real.
I'm interested in seeing it, you know, to see wherever they go with it. And I like a lot of the people in the cast, but.
We weren't allowed to listen to secular music. So right. I. you know, if it wasn't like a radio hit, then I don't know probably anything that came out before 96. Just being real with y'all. If it wasn't Disney or like on the radio where white kids in the suburbs were playing it, I probably don't know it. So it's not that I don't like their music, but I can't say that I ever owned their albums or went to their concerts and no shit like that. So
I just...
If y'all like it, I love it.
I like New Edition.
I want to see what happens with Bobby and everybody.
But I couldn't possibly act like I even begin to know anything about a fraction of their story. Right. So I'm feeling like, okay, well, this is for me. Because I want to know. I'm interested in learning. I know who everybody in the group is and know lots of their records and stuff. But I don't really care that much.
Well, I saw online that apparently they got $1.37 for putting out an album and going on a world tour. Like $1.37 each is what they ended up making from that because of the fucked up contract. You laughed, but it's not funny.
It isn't.
But it's not funny because they kids, you know, like this is somebody grown blatantly robbing from children.
It's so terrible.
But there's a lot of acts that have that same story, man.
I was excited to see that terrible.
So wrong.
The TLC movie was flawed.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I was more excited to see that because I remember the beginning, middle, and end of TLC.
Yeah, me too. That was a good time to tell y'all that we have some Hennessy at the studio, so.
But the point is that I'm glad you guys are enjoying that.
Me too.
I really
yes.
like Elijah Kelly. I like Luke James.
I love Elijah Kelly and Luke James. Great.
You know, Breezy is in it. That's my homegirl.
Whoa, definitely thought you meant Chris. And I was going to be like, did not hear that. But yeah, Breezy the artist.
Anyway, so gotcha. I'm going to try and catch up on this last part and then watch the rest of it with you fun folks. Bitch, The Magicians comes back on tonight. Okay, so when we take a break, I have to check my...
oh my God, what's your DVR
app? And make sure that is recording because that has got top priority over Ronnie, Mike, Jamal.
Okay. Well, Melvin. All of y'all forgot that Shonda and her bad bitches are coming back tomorrow night. So Viola and
Carrie
and that white girl on Grey's Anatomy. Have you seen that commercial with the three
I just
of them?
Say Chandra. I don't know why they didn't have Chandra stomp down that goddamn hallway with the mother too.
It should have just been Shonda by herself. Like, I'm back. Thursdays are mine. You're gonna be watching. So it's back. Turn
they
it
told
on.
Me that, you know, it's procedure to give you a reminder or whatever, but
I'm back home.
Thursdays are mine again.
Ugh, man. I gotta see where Scandal goes. I got to.
I have to go back and watch like the last two episodes at least because I don't remember what the fuck happened since Carrie wanted to have a family and be happy.
Right, wanted to go off and enjoy her children and her husband and shit.
Selfish. Anyway.
Rude. Like Donald Glover being in Star Wars instead
like,
of shooting
his
show.
How dare you get jobs and like do iconic things?
How dare y'all make money and do better?
Don't nobody care
Annoying.
About that.
Annoying.
So there were these rumors going around that Tiny is begging for her husband to come home.
What?
After she went on live and said, quote, he needs to come home to me. So, I mean, not that that sounds surprising or that any of us really give a shit, but to be fair, when watching the clip, I think that her words are being, so they're absolutely going to hear you pouring additional Hennessy into the cup.
That's fine. I already told the people there's Hennessy in the studio.
I'm just saying because I know that I can hear it.
Okay.
So basically what she's saying in this car, I guess she's, I don't know if she's on Facebook Live or Instagram Story Live. I don't really know.
Everybody has a live now.
Everybody does have a whole live thing. So whatever. But someone said something about, I guess, going home. Like she should go home to him or go back to him. And she said, he needs to come back to me. I'm where I'm supposed to be at. Something like that.
Oh, so it wasn't my man need to come back.
He needs to come home. I miss him. It was like, no, bitch. You got a twist.
I ain't going nowhere, ho, because I ain't the one who fucked
up. Tell that nigga to get
his shit together.
That nigga the one need to charge up Siri or Google Maps or whoever the fuck else and make his way Waze. Back over. It ain't me, ho.
Because I'm not doing it.
I ain't going nowhere, bitch. You better Uber, Lyft, somebody.
I give her 3 to 4 weeks before they're back together.
Probably.
Paris Jackson. Spoke with Rolling Stone about several things, her struggles with addiction, suicide, sexual assault. She said that her father was murdered. She's dealing with that. One of the more interesting things that raised a few eyebrows for Negroes was when she said, quote, I consider myself a black. She says, my father would look me in the eyes and he'd point his finger at me and he'd be like, you're black. Be proud of your roots. And she would say, okay, basically her father wouldn't lie to her. And so, well, et cetera, et cetera.
I can't think of too many little girls who would question their daddy on that. So I get it. And I understand that Paris Jackson has gone through a lot in her short little life. And I also do not know who genetically contributed to Paris Jackson as a person.
That is... it.
So I have no idea if she's black, if she has a mixed parent, or I don't know. I do not know the answer to that. I would say looking at her, I don't think she is, but that's certainly no foolproof way to tell. And so all of that considered, I'm going to leave that little girl alone. I don't consider it a Rachel Dolezal thing where you were clearly...
Because Rachel's both of her white ass
parents,
mammy and daddy. Paw and Ma came forward and said,
nope,
she is a Caucasian ass liar.
And always has been. Here's her high school cheerleading picture.
Here is her band camp photographs. She has been white all of her life.
White.
Like, Paris Jackson's father was black. She was even
that whole
when
side of the family.
Her whole ass family is black. Like, you know, I don't have a dog in that fight. I've decided to let her have that, yeah. And I'm gonna just be quiet. I don't have a comment.
I'm not about to argue with that little girl about it again because I do not know who her biological parents are.
And she's been through enough.
Right. This isn't some white woman who grew up.
You know,
in the middle of
well.
Wisconsin, right? And then decided to go to a HBCU and say, I'm going to be down now.
Nan, one of that woman's parents came forward and said, you are a black woman.
Yeah, right.
And you have to be proud and independent. Mm-hmm. Nobody did that. She chose to be black.
I'm sensitive about the children of, like, my personal legends. Like Whitney's baby and when Bobby Christina, after Whitney died and Bobby Christina just fell apart and all that. I just... thinking about Paris and how hard it must be to be the child of Michael Jackson, like the biggest entertainer of all time. It's just, it's so much. It's too much. So I'm not interested in picking apart that little girl from, you know, the memories that her father gave her or whatever else. That's complicated. And I wish her the best.
And everybody who has always been like, prior to this, for years, who've been trying to like make light or joke about the fact that Michael is or isn't her biological father, or he didn't contribute to the, like, for, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
He's still her father, regardless.
That's still her dad.
Right.
He raised her.
She
was around.
She knew him as her father. Like,
let me not get dark.
All you niggas got a play uncle or a real uncle or a granddaddy or an older brother who has been your father figure also. Like, people don't have to be.
And ain't no blood yours.
Genetically, right. They don't have to be genetically your father in order to be your father.
And we don't even know. So I don't just be like, okay, girl.
Yeah, I'm just not finna drag that little girl behind that. I'm not. That's totally different from a grown-ass white woman who knows she's lying. I'm going to leave that. I'm just leaving that little girl alone. I am.
I agree. So here's a further update on the Duke out in Dubai. I don't know what to call it these days.
You called that arrest.
Listen. So if you haven't heard, Soulja Boy was recently arrested in LA for violating his probation with guns.
It is so warm in here.
Again, it really is.
I'm gonna cut the air on.
So he was charged with felony possession of an assault weapon, which is, it was one of those little Draco guns that all of the the new hit them folks niggas are obsessed about, they talk about on all their songs.
Okay, got you.
Which is so ridiculous. Like, what the fuck do you even, like, you don't need a gun, much less, well, maybe some of these niggas might, but.
If you need a gun, that's probably your fault.
Yeah, it's like, what are you dipping in that right. that you feel like you must have?
Because I don't need a gun, but that's because I don't go nowhere but to the studio and home.
But one of the, like, this is a gun that you use in, like, Call of Duty or, you know, Kill Zone. One of those games that you play at Dave & Buster's, like House of the Dead or something. Like, what do you... What do you have? What do you need this for?
A machine gun, a semi-automatic, something used in war.
Besides the fact that you can now rap about it and actually say, I have one. It doesn't, whatever.
Is that worth it when you're going to jail? Does that make you feel better about being arrested?
I mean, it's either that or getting your ass whipped in the desert.
Does being arrested authentically feel better than being arrested or just fronting and being free?
Probably.
I guess to these
when
niggas,
you're Soulja Boy and you ain't got shit else to do.
This fight in Dubai is not happening. Do not book your flights.
So not only was he caught with the possession of that assault weapon, then he's also in trouble for possession of a firearm and a misdemeanor charge of receiving stolen property. Apparently, one of the guns he was caught with was stolen out of a cop car. And the other gun is just illegal in the state of California, which should just be illegal everywhere because who the fuck needs this little Mafia 3 ass gun?
How many different ways can you fuck that up, though? Really? A gun from the back of a cop's car? You didn't think they was gonna notice?
Why do you have this?
Right. How did you get this? That's an even better question.
That nigga was like, okay, it's almost March. Let me find the nearest cop car. And just see what I can come up with.
Because I've only gained 3 pounds.
A Kleenex.
Chris Brown is in here working out every day. He's about to stomp me through the mud.
9 years of pent-up aggression.
Right. Right. Chris Brown has been waiting on somebody he can just freely beat the fuck down.
Ready to fight.
So Soulja Boy said, let me get the fuck out of here. I got to get out this agreement.
So he is facing up to 4 years in prison if he's convicted.
Fun.
I say take him. You know,
yeah, let him go. Shit, 4 years on the inside might be better than 4 years dealing with Donald Trump in the regular ass economy.
You know what?
It might be. You know what? Take him to jail. Watch him be like, don't let me out till January 20th, 2020.
He might actually have the recipe.
Or 2021, whatever.
Like that might... I mean, if you were like a white person with like the Martha Stewart privileges where you go to the prison where y'all have arts and crafts and tennis
and cable.
Like, right.
And you can use like iPhone for 30 minutes a day.
Film premieres and iPads.
College. Right. Central heating air.
Yeah.
The fun prison.
Yeah. The awesome. The vacation prison.
Right.
Then. No.
But not if you got grueling cops. Not that prison.
Let's see here. My super sweet 16 is coming back. Nobody cares.
I actually can't wait to see spoiled teenagers act the ass on TV again.
It's just not going to be the same.
You don't think so?
No, because now
I think it's going to be worse.
Now I'm older and I pay bills and I pay taxes and I take care of myself. And I don't think that I have the capacity to see young children being spoiled rotten. Like when I was a teenager and was like, you know, at the very furthest, I was saying, would you like fries with your meal?
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing that to buy iPods and electronic things that my mama wasn't going to pay for.
Exactly.
So I really didn't have, like, seeing little bratty kids being like, so I would like a Bentley, a Rolls Royce. I need Lil Wayne to perform live and 5 jets. Fuck around and miss one of these ingredients and that's your ass, mom. Like...
And then
I thought it was amazing then. And I would go, I'll still go back and watch some of those.
The old ones, yeah.
But now, like new kids, I'd be like, get a job, you lazy bitch.
See, I was a little older. So back then I was like, you know, you sons of bitches need a job. I remember this one little girl, I think she was mixed, and her mama...
Her white mom,
yes.
Who was dancing with the mannequin.
And she had, oh my God.
Do you want me to beat you up in front of all these people again, Becky? Are you ready for that?
I'm
She's like, a legend.
I said, her, oh, a white mama looks lit.
Bajorn. Tiana Taylor came up off of My Super Sweet 16. Those were like the legendary episodes for me. Tiana, Bajorn, and whatever the biracial girls.
Anytime they get mad over getting the wrong car or like the wrong luxury vacation or the wrong earrings, you'd be like, God, so good. If I could slap the taste buds out of your selfish, spoiled ass little mouth, I would. Them kids ain't shit.
I like the one where Puffy's son with the box kit perm had a, and Nicki Minaj came to his.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Didn't Kylie Jenner have one?
No.
She didn't?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Shit, I don't know.
Or maybe Tyga like performed at somebody else's. I don't know. I don't know.
No, Tyga, I feel like Tyga did perform at somebody's.
At somebody,
but I feel
yeah.
like that was some okay. other little yeah, white girls. Probably. You know, but I think that Tyga actually did perform at her Sweet 16, but it wasn't on TV.
That would be even gross. Oh, because he was already knocking that
no,
down.
No, Google.
The end.
You can Google that at some point. Google I feel it. Like that. I feel like, isn't that true?
He probably
like
is.
They met around that time or something. That she wanted him at her Sweet 16 and he came.
Yeah,
and he performed.
I mean, that's probably
I'm
true.
Sure that's true. Anyway. Gross. But I don't need to see Mm-mm. any further. Unless
job!
They're going to do some more like celebrity kids. Ooh, you remember the one with CeeLo's daughter?
Vaguely.
Because
not any specifics.
Now, CeeLo ain't shit. And we know we've moved on from that. But that episode, the one with her and both of her parents, they were like the first parents that I remember being on Super Sweet 16. Like, so... all of this shit that you planned, mm-hmm. it's canceled.
Right.
Because you had the nerve coming here with a C. So.
Oh, man. My mama was good for some shit like that. Nope. Your whole fun for the rest of the month is canceled because you got a bad
that
grade.
That C stands for catch this T. And the T is that you ain't getting shit. And she had to go with like, she swept the house, washed all the cars.
Oh, no, that's right.
Was out there waxing shit, like getting down to the nitty gritty and bringing back like a list of chores that was finished for her mom and dad were like, okay, okay, well, we'll do this party, but you ain't having this, and we're still not doing that because you got the black ass nerve.
Right. I mean,
like, that episode was lit too. So if they're gonna do it. Like celebrity kids,
yeah,
that
just
might be
regular
fun to watch.
Spoiled rich white people.
I don't care
I don't
about you,
see. Right?
Like,
no, thank you.
The Hills days are over.
And keep that out of my life.
So
liquor.
Kiki Barrett Palmer.
Her middle name is Barrett.
No.
I hate you. I was going to Google it.
Doesn't it sound like it could
it
be?
It does. Oh.
Kiki Palmer is quite peeved with the likes of Trey Songz because Trigger Trey invited her to a party. That ended up being a music video. A music video for a Trey Songz record that I don't know the name of or care about. That ended up on worldstarhiphop.com later.
Damn, RIP.
Crazy. So, here's where the issue comes in. Now, at one point in the song, which features, I want to say, Fabulous and some other new rap nigga I don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
The new nigga has a line on the song where he says something disgusting like, I palm her pussy like Kiki.
I palm her pussy like Kiki.
Yeah,
what does that
Kiki
mean?
Kiki Palmer. Like, oh. Like palm her.
I was like,
something to that.
What did I miss?
Don't quote me, but I know that's how he used
it. I palm her pussy like right. Oh, you clever niggas.
So she was invited over to this house party where, you know, they begin the drinking and smoking and I don't know, nachos, whatever else. And Kiki says they had asked her multiple times to join in the music video and she declined more than once.
Okay.
She then says that she even says that she hid in a closet at one point.
Why didn't you hide at home?
That could have just gone ahead and
wait. I don't get it. You didn't want to be in the video. So they started shooting a video at the house.
After she thought it was just going to be a house party.
So once you saw all the cameras and people signing waivers and releases.
Maybe they didn't do all of that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, God bless.
But she says at one point, because she's in the video, at the Palmer, whatever, Kiki. But she's in it for like that 2 seconds.
Right.
So it makes sense to me that they kept asking her to be in this video because she's
her
like,
name is
right.
The song.
So after the video comes out and she's in it, she puts this Instagram press secretary statement. Her Sean, what's his name? Sean Spicer.
Oh God, that little bitch.
Her alternative facts.
Woo!
I can't read all of this, but it says this is preposterous.
Facts.
What the crisp English fuck is that? What
is rich white man for lie? That's all that is. I think it's important to acknowledge that we as the nation can go ahead and consider alternative facts. It's not,
as the biggest, baddest liars
not a thing.
In the history of words. Why can't you just be like, lie? Like, why? Right. Like, y'all invented it. Why can't you just be like, it was a lie, and what the black fuck are you going to do about it?
The fact that this is even
nothing.
What y'all are worried about. Like, all of this has been about crowds at the inauguration and how many people think he's doing a great job with
and
his
voter
speech.
Fraud. Like, bitch, you won.
You
like,
won.
You cheated and won.
You won.
Shut up. Like, why are we talking about this?
I don't get it. If you swear that 3 million people voted illegally, then that means that you are not a legitimate president and we need to go ahead and either put Hillary's ass in office or have a whole nother election.
Why are you opening
That's what
your
that
mouth
means.
To say, to give us more reasons
I don't
that
even
we
get
should
this.
Not be doing this.
It's only been like 4 or 5 days. I'm stressed the fuck out behind this nigga. I am.
This is why I'm living in a dream state as it is. Because as far as I'm concerned, in the real world, like, we're all gonna die. Like, I feel like it's only, our days are numbered. It's only a matter of time before, like, the earth explodes like some shit that you would see in the Avengers or some, like, I just know it's
Armageddon.
The end of days.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody was dropping dead last year because
Mary
God
Tyler
is getting
Moore just clocked out. Rest in peace to her.
Getting this rapture kickstarted.
You know?
That's how I'm trying to make my peace now, mind my business, do what I got to do because.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I think. In a way, this presidency, the less than a week that it has been an actual thing, has made me realize that, like, I really be stressed out about, you know, money and taxes and the future and all this big stuff. But Donald Trump is going to take all that away. So I might as well just have a good time while I'm still alive.
We're all going to die.
Right.
So
I'm just going to have fun. Fuck it. I don't care anymore. Whatever.
I'm going to do the thing that bothers me the most about this. Besides, you know, my death and never getting to see my loved ones again, is that I am never going to get to play Kingdom Hearts 3 because I know that he is going to destroy the planet before Square Enix puts that game out. And I am pissed. I am pissed. Like,
or by the time it comes out, he will have caused some sort of massive energy crisis and it won't be enough electricity for
like
Manhattan.
The day after they announce the release date is when he's going to like blow the planet up. I know it. And you could have been put this game out. I'm pissed. Like,
man.
Anyway.
Woo.
So back to Kiki Palmer and her pissivities.
Oh, right.
She put a caption after someone tweeted or whatever about the video and her being in it. She says, "This is preposterous. How am I in this video, Trey, after you found me in a closet hiding because I was so afraid of any more conflict? Literally, my last option was to hide because
conflict.
You all would not listen when I said I did not want to be in the video the first time. Just because you give someone food and alcohol and throw in a little sexual intimidation, I don't know what that means, doesn't mean they will buckle." Maybe like heavy flirting?
Sexual intimidation. That doesn't sound positive like flirting does. That sounds like dicks
the
in your
edge
face.
Of rape.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't sound like a fuck.
Even further reason to be like, why were you still there?
That's what, you know, and I'm not trying to victim blame or nothing, but she said
not at all.
She said she went and hid in the closet.
I think that she was fucked up. and like just really didn't want to be in the video.
Yeah. And well, I mean, if I was drunk and high, I might go hide in the closet.
That's what I'm saying. Not even about to right. Lie to you. Exactly.
I might go get in your closet.
Like steal somebody's comforter and be and in the pillow. Bathtub.
I
like,
will take your pillow off the couch and go lay down.
Bitch, what the fuck are you doing in here, you black bitch? Get out of the
bathtub.
How
long have you been in my fucking shower, you dumb bitch?
I just don't want to do it. So, like, whatever. Sure. So then this turns into, you know, I've known him since I was 12. Why would he do this to me? When a woman says no, it means no. We just marched, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you respect me as a woman, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Trey Songz then put a photo up on Instagram. Why does everybody use Instagram? Instagram should just have a new feature that's dedicated solely to press releases and like, you know, addressing the public. Yeah. Because
it should ask when you're logging in, like, are you about to put up something that you typed in notes? Yes or no?
Right.
Like, so that way
just
you can
buy
give
the note.
Borders.
And, right.
So they can clean it up for you a little bit, right, and make it look like a real press
Would
release.
Would you like us to jazz this up for you? Put a header and a footer on it for you?
A little signature, a little date stamp.
He says, so sorry for those that believe everything without knowing anything. However, I cannot devote my life to responding to or clearing up every side of every story you hear about me. When would I actually live? I know my character. I know my truth. Okay. I know my heart, et cetera, right, et cetera. 16 hashtags. Kiki went on Twitter and said, I didn't even know they were filming. Meanwhile, I said I did not want to be in the video. I said it more than once and kept being pressured. Trey Songz then said, baby girl's bugging, point blank period, got my number. You could have called, saw the cameras and heard the lights. You heard action.
What?
I don't do this Twitter shit. You know me and got
you
my number.
You all do
fuck
this Twitter shit.
Each
all of you do it.
And
None of you are better than this.
I don't know why everybody keeps saying that in the midst of being right, about, like, you're doing it. So
niggas be beefing on Instagram. Like, I don't even be beefing with niggas on Instagram. Yes, you do, girl.
I mean, I guess on like one end of things, you want to kind of like defend yourself or speak up for yourself since you're doing it publicly. But at the same time, I'd have been like, girl, but you clearly, like, the camera was right in your face. What did you think that they were doing?
I mean, now here, I just don't. This seems like something that did not have to involve the rest of us. If you saw that they put you in this video after you told your friend that you've known since you were fucking 12 that you didn't want to be in the video and a clip of you got in anyway, if that happened to me, I'm thinking about myself. I would have called that nigga like, really? Who the fuck put me in this video?
Take,
you know,
it,
take it down. Take me
now.
Out, nigga. You heard me say no. You know, like, and that would have been the end of it. What I'm not finna do is craft no whole big ass like event for everybody who follows me on Twitter and Instagram to get involved with so that they can see the two of us go back and forth and be messy. That don't sound like y'all are really friends. But maybe y'all ain't, since he put you in the video that you didn't want to be in.
I think Hollywood friends is, you know, it's very different from the way that I consider
actual friends.
Friends. Yeah, like a friend is somebody that I would speak to, you know, normally, people who know my business.
Without my manager telling
me
to.
Right. Like, just because we're friendly doesn't mean that we are friends.
That's real.
But either way this whole thing goes, my opinion is this. If the Keeks decided that, and it's awful that her name is Kiki on top of the rest of this shit. Like, what is Kiki's actual name?
Keandria.
That sounds accurate.
No, I made that up.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But it still sounds accurate. Her name's Lauren.
Isn't this Lauren? Lauren Kiana.
Lauren Kiana Palmer. All right, Lauren.
What's wrong with Lauren?
So, I guess Kiki Palmer sounds better than Lauren Palmer.
Kiki Palmer was born in 1993.
That.
Oh, they all have L names.
Slaves.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Her daddy name is Larry, and they have a Laurencia.
You bet your black ass they
a
do.
A L'Oreal and a Lawrence.
That's right. That's my family down there. Like, both my parents have the same letter, first letter in their name. All their kids do.
That's
so
dope. That's dope.
Whatever.
Come on, Laurencia. I want to be Laurencia.
Down to the socks. So I feel like, look, if you were there and you did tell them over and over again they just didn't want to be in the video, they shouldn't have put you in the video.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. And I do feel like it isn't fair to an extent to say, well, you should have just gone home. Because if she was drunk, partying, having a good time with her friends, and then all of a sudden they bring out cameras and ain't nobody say nothing, I would have been like, oh, so now I got to leave because y'all ain't telling me that I was, you know, you was going to just don't put me in it.
Right.
You know?
And you would think that would be enough.
You would think that would be enough. I don't care if my name was mentioned in the song. That don't mean I got to be in the video. Don't put me in the video. I agree with her to that extent. So I will give her that. I also kind of agree that, you know, she could have handled it off of the internet. But shit, if now everybody see me in this video, I mean, she claims that, she, you know, her brand is the issue at stake here because, you know, I guess because of these Ryan Murphy checks that she gets.
I mean, is it a pussy shot or something in this video? What I mean, is so bad?
You know, Trey Songz is one of these R&B singers that is like on the edge of rap. Like, I can't do, this is the reason why I don't really give a fuck about male R&B like that these days. It's because they all have to be like, they have this rapper persona where just everything filthy. Is about like pussy juice and where they're going to come and all of my niggas have this weapon. And it's like, but you're really doing this in with a bravado? Like, you're doing this with a vibrato in the key of
come on, a bravado good and a vibrato.
Crisp sis.
Both of them.
Like, I don't need to hear,
that's it.
I don't want to hear about, you know, ammunition while you're doing a run. Like, I mean, don't.
And I don't want to, I didn't want to say it, but I ain't been checking for whatever Trey Songz has been doing in a long time.
Be careful.
Not to say that because I didn't enjoy some.
Whatever they're called.
Oh, listen. The
Starlets.
Song,
I don't know.
I will
called.
Never forget when I tweeted Trey Songz and told him that you cannot beat somebody's body like a Congo because the Congo's not a drum.
That's right.
And all the Trey Songz stands, all the songs, yup, girls, back when all you hoes had the songs, yup.
I don't even buy them.
You hoes was like Melanie Yup 1, 2, 8, 9
with 3 U's.
Yeah. Talk about, who is this bitch telling Trey some shit about geography, bitch? You don't know that about instruments, you dumb bitch.
On his cornrows, I'll whoop your ass, bitch. What do you want to do, bitch?
But I remember the Invented Sex video being this very much hyped thing and them having this whole big takeover, I think with Nicole Bitchy and all this stuff. And it was just like this whole big thing. And then after that, I don't remember him really capitalizing off of his wave.
No, he has still been like...
Oh, I remember when he covered Prince at the BET Awards.
And Prince.
Prince looked at them niggas like, don't ever invite me back to nothing. Nothing.
I came here with my muse. Where and you have somebody crisp garments, and this is what y'all are gonna do.
I mean,
Prince wasn't having it.
I'm thankful because that's some of the best gifts of my life. But
eternal, forever.
I'm just saying, Trey Songz and Keke Palmer. This is just like, I don't know. Figure it out.
I agree with her. She shouldn't have been in the video if she said out loud.
And I feel like she probably did. And I don't have any reason to not believe
her. I'm sure she did.
Right.
You know, but the only thing that annoys me about this is that it's turning into this. She's trying to turn it into another, like, you know, because I'm standing up for women of...
Oh, God.
And we girls have to stand together because
okay,
you knew that. Like, all of this bullshit. Like, girl, you argue with girls. You still stop trying to do this holier than thou. I am a crisp role model ass bitch, and I stand up for what's right. When you still ain't giving us our things,
that's
give
right.
us our things back. Until you do that and acknowledge that you're a thief, I don't want to hear no more of your "I'm standing up for nothing." Just say I didn't want to be in that video, bitch. You shouldn't have put me into it. Don't say nothing else about womanhood and I'm standing up for X, Y, and Z because we don't need you to be nobody's warrior. The
Amen.
End.
That's it.
That's right, and I'm done.
That's all that was to that.
So that's Shade and Fool for this week. Let's go on and take a fresh
break. Are we not talking about...
That's my read.
Oh, okay. Well, amen.
Hey, guys. This week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Bevel. You've heard the immortal bars from Nas. You've heard the ads from us. And, you know... You may even have gone over to Trey's house and seen the whole kit in his bedroom. Yeah. That's a good sign. It means that he's doing the right thing, because Bevel is not only the first and only shaving system designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin, as we've told you, but they've got the design, they've got the technology and the architecture. That's not the right word, but they've got it all together in the right way to make sure that you get the shaving experience that you need. They're dermatologist approved and proven to prevent and reduce razor bumps. So if you don't want your face looking like old Velcro, get with the program. Get your Bevel kit today by going to getbevel.com/read. And as an added bonus, you'll get the first month of your Bevel kit for the FREE. That's free. Woo. So go to getbevel.com/READ to get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Start shaving smarter with Bevel, and let's move forward. So it's time for listener letters as we move on and stuff.
It is. Send your questions to ask3@gmail.com. shout out to everybody who emailed us last week about the woman who was 8.5 months pregnant and dealing with her husband who basically didn't want to fuck no more. With a lot of different advice about, you know, when you're that pregnant, sometimes your sex drive can be higher. Also,
yeah, I've heard that.
You may not look the same, or, you know, your husband may be afraid of having sex with you because they are irrationally worried about hurting the baby.
I heard that one too. And I don't know why I didn't think of that, because I've heard many men feel that way.
Yeah.
I probably would too, honestly.
Right. I mean, and that's understandable. Just a reminder that this show is for entertainment purposes. We've been doing it for 4 years. I feel like y'all know that by now, but if you seriously write into us thinking that we can, like, fix your life, we cannot. This show is fucking jokes.
Don't have
Are you
tools.
Kidding? We are garbage.
We try our best.
We can't even fix our sad-ass lives. Are you fucking kidding me?
You ruin your life going off what we said on here. This show, Black, is just like, I don't have a degree in this shit.
Right. What the fuck? We're not therapists. So our first question this week comes from Lincoln, and it's a video game question. One for me and one for you.
Okay.
Because you know I'm a gamer now.
Cool.
And it says, my first one is for Crystal. How did you like Life is Strange? What was your favorite episode? And did you like Chloe? And did you save Kate? For Kid Fury, have you played Until Dawn? If you did, how did you like it?
I knew not to ask you that.
How do you feel about Grand Theft Auto 5?
Okay.
Is that 5? Yeah. I guess 5 just came out.
More than likely.
Yeah, and how do you feel about Grand Theft Auto 5 if you've played that? Thanks for listening. Or, I'm sorry. Thanks for looking and reading this message. I really appreciate it and love you guys. Thanks, Lincoln. Oh, his name is Lincoln Ford, so pretty sure that's not his real name.
You're having a blast over there.
We should have Henny every week. I honestly don't know why we don't.
Yeah.
We should.
We try so
this
hard.
This is way more fun.
Like, yeah, why not?
No, what? Donald Trump is going to ruin everything. I don't want to be sober. Fuck that.
He could literally blow, though. I mean, we might not get to, like, March.
I don't even want to think about it. So, have you played Until Dawn or Kingdom Hearts 5?
What? No one's in.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
I have played Until Dawn. Until Dawn is kind of like Life is Strange.
Oh, really? You've played Life is Strange?
Yes. Life is Strange is much like, there are a lot of games like that where they're kind of like those choose your adventure books.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
So there's one, Life is Strange was like a really interesting original story. And then there's a company called Telltale that does a bunch of those based off of other people's properties. So there's one like based on Batman. There's one based on The Walking Dead. There's one based on Game of Thrones. They're doing one based on Guardians of the Galaxy. Until Dawn is kind of like that, but it's a horror movie.
Okay.
So they got like Hayden.
I'm not playing that.
Hayden Panettiere is in it.
That little girl from Remember the Titans.
The guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. who was like a double agent or whatever in the first season is in it. Rami Malek.
He's so fine.
Mr. Robot. And he has a twin brother that's finer.
He was at the Emmys. Let me tell you. I had to tell myself, listen, bitch, you better not come out here and show out.
Egyptian.
You better act right Egyptian. At these white people's party. Fine. African.
All of
fine.
You. Have just at it.
Fine.
Whatever you need.
I'm not mad about it.
So, I have played that. I actually played a bit of it with Asante. I played a bit of it with, oh, wow, Hennessy. I played a bit of it with Asante. I want to say last year, maybe whenever it came out during the Halloween weeks, and we played it like on live on Twitch or one of those things live for like maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and we were scared shitless. It was so much fun. So maybe we'll do it again, because I actually never finished the game, but it's fun because, I mean, if you like scary movies, so then you would hate it, but you might like watching it but not playing it.
Okay, you're right. So,
because you can cover your eyes.
Yeah, with scary stuff, like, everything is scary to me. I cannot handle any violence. Once blood is shed, it's scary.
You should watch Resident Evil 7.
Well, you know me and my nigga been watching this Sons of Anarchy shit.
Oh, you just have you ever seen internet that you have a nigga?
I don't care. But have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yes, I've watched Sons of
Anarchy. I cannot watch it straight on.
Sons of Anarchy is scary?
Yes. Well, not scary, but the way they kill people on that show, I cannot watch.
Okay, so let's differentiate scary from like intense.
Violent.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
It's not. It doesn't scare me, but they really be away. Murdering the fuck out of niggas on that show. Like, they own niggas.
You watched us play Grand Theft Auto and couldn't handle when we were like shooting people.
Right.
And they were like on the other side of the map. Like,
when my brother used to play it, I couldn't handle when he beat up the prostitutes. I'm like, this is awful.
That is wrong.
It is wrong. Like, but why can you do that? Why does the game allow you to do that? That is not
Grand Theft Auto
right.
is allowed. It's about letting you. It's about freedom.
It's not about freedom.
You're never encouraged. Here's the thing. You're never encouraged to kill a prostitute in the game. You just can
but
kill
it is
them.
An option.
Any way that you can kill anybody in that game. You could just be walking down the street and shoot somebody that's walking over. You can kill anybody.
So sad and terrible.
Somebody at some point, I think around Grand Theft Auto 3, is when they were just like, oh, I'm going to just kill this prostitute. Now, the fucked up thing is, after you have sex with the prostitute, you do lose money from it. In Grand
Theft Auto. But you can get it back.
But if you kill them, you get the money back. So
and when my brother told me that. Right. My brother told me that. And I was like, so this was deliberate then.
Someone
like,
thought of
y'all
it.
Y'all wrote this into the code. Had to.
But sometimes you kill prostitutes without sleeping with them and they just have money. And sometimes you kill regular pedestrians in that game and they just have money.
Oh, God.
So it's not like a specific thing. It's just awful that people do that anyway.
Right.
Anyhow.
It still happens in real life.
Until Dawn is fun to me. I think that it's like, I love scary movies. So it's fun to like play one without it being like, I'm going around this corner and I don't know what's going to happen. Mm. And you get to choose, because one of the characters in that game is black. So my first playthrough of the game, I was like, I'm going to make sure everybody else dies. Because typically we would be first or second in the line of deaths. So this nigga, he's making it to the end alone.
I just started playing Gravity Rush.
Which one, the first or the second?
I don't know. But I remember, so I just started playing it. You told me about it. And is at some point, this cat follows you around.
Don't pay attention to the story.
I guess it's like your cat's soulmate or something. But you're supposed to be running up to like save this little boy who got snatched up in this
you're
building
the
or something.
First one.
Okay, so I'm playing the first one.
Yeah.
But they don't give you the option to like not do it. So you're running, right? You're running up to the building and everybody is running in the opposite direction, talking about, oh no, a big storm is coming. So I was trying to run around and leave.
But they're
like, you can't, right? So, okay, I'm the hero or whatever. But then you go through all the trouble of saving this little nigga, which took me like 20 minutes. And then they was mad because they house got fucked up or whatever. And I was like, did you want your fucking son back or not, nigga? So I quit playing that. So I'm not playing this no more.
That is how the story goes. It would have just happened that way anyway. The people are ungrateful.
You ungrateful son of a bitch. I had to time my jumps and shit to save your fucking kid.
Gravity, just play Gravity Rush 2 instead.
Rude.
It's way more colorful and
rude.
It's so fun to play high.
I said, nah, fuck this game.
Like, if you're high and you play Gravity Rush 2... My God. You don't even have to pay attention to the story. That story's more interesting because it's about like a corrupt government and like elitism and like classism and that whole type of thing. So the story is like still stupid and I don't pay attention to it, but it's more interesting than the first one. But it's just fun to jump around and like fly when you're super high.
Yeah.
But yes, I played Until Dawn and whatever the other one is, Grand Theft Auto 5. I've played that one as well. I'm trying to play Grand Theft Auto 5 online now. because you can make a character. So I tried to make one that looks like Beyonce, because typically in games, if you can make a character, I just make Beyonce, because if you could play as a Beyonce, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
So now I'm playing as a fake Beyonce and I'm going around and robbing people. It's fun.
Okay. I did like Life is Strange. I don't remember all the episode names. I know there's 5 of them though. And that game did get progressively creepier.
Although, very dark.
I did like at one point they were like, you know, you may be kidnapped and about to be murdered, but you won't be sexually assaulted. Like, they made sure to draw that line. Like,
yeah.
It won't be that creepy. It's not.
It's great that they put triggers.
Right, right.
Triggers. That's important.
Right, exactly. So I really like that game. Chloe, you know, I can't say that I liked her, but I don't like most teenagers. I understood her, though.
I really like those.
And at the end of the game, I chose to save the town. Yeah, so I
think you would like more of those.
Yeah, I did like
that. But it's
that.
Just the most of them I can think of are violent.
But then I felt like getting mad, because you know at the end of every episode they give you like a review of all the things you did or didn't do, and I'm like, why are you mad at me, bitch? Did I have a choice to do it or not?
But I thought they tell you like what you did versus what other people did.
Yeah, they tell you how many percentages of people did the same thing.
That's
that you
just
did.
For fun to see how many people did what you did.
But mine was just like, okay, you didn't water your plant and it died. You never warned Alyssa about niggas hitting her in the head with a football or whatever.
It's supposed to be fun, so that way, like, if you ever want to play it again, you can see what happens. Oh, yeah. And that whole thing.
Well, so I started again after I beat the game, because I beat Life is Strange, and I started again, and I did some shit different. Like, this time when I went in Victoria's room, I started fucking her shit up instead.
Right.
And the first time I played, I took a picture of that bitch when she got hit with the pain and everything, as opposed to just being the bigger person, so.
Oh, you know what you might like? I mean, I hated it, but you might like it. It was called Beyond Two Souls. And ooh. Ellen Page is the star of the game. And it's basically about, right. And that was like during her like peak, I'm not trying to be femme for you girls no more.
Oh,
so
yes.
She's still a little
when
bush
she started
in the
wearing
game.
Dyke shit.
Right. She's wearing like, you know, like, what are those people called that chop down trees? Timber
woodlogger,
whatever, those, like, she's wearing like her button downs and her whole Urban Outfitters hipster skater boy outfits and things like that, and it's kind of like along the same lines of Life is Strange.
Oh, okay.
But it's a little bit more interactive. You might like that.
Cool.
I don't think you would think it's scary. Play it with your
look scary.
Play it with Bae, and I think that you at some point you could just be like, here, take this, because I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, not violent. I don't think it's scary like that either.
Yeah, I just don't like to see blood and brains and all that, and fucking Sons of Anarchy is like extraordinarily violent.
You
but
might like the Batman
the story
one.
Was fantastic. I already bought the Batman when you told me to get that.
Yeah, that one's cute.
But I do love the game with the looms. What is it called? Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends is...
It is fun.
So good.
That's a good... And it is hard is the thing. Like, at first it's like, oh, goofy little kids game. But, like, when the levels get hard, they get really fucking hard.
Very hard.
So, like, it's not...
I'm trying
to
tell you bitches at home, like,
think.
Y'all think that this is just, like, some kiddie shit or whatever. No, it's fun. It's fun. And I get to jump into Kingdom Hearts and be some otherworldly bitch with a sword that's a key and fight demons that aren't real. And while y'all are sitting up here talking about some fucking... some empanada face, fake-ass wag bitch... I'm sorry, I don't know why I used empanada. I'm a little tipsy. I really didn't mean to offend y'all. I'll use
all
something
right, because empanadas are delicious.
And
pick
Mexican.
Something gross and and speaking of Mexicans, they have said time and time again, bitch, it won't be us.
We aren't
paying
doing
for
it.
The
like,
war.
I don't
Did you
know.
See white people's president came out today and said that U.S. taxpayers are going to pay for the wall and he'll pay us
back. I saw that shit. My nigga, I'm like, bitch, you really think, my nigga, you don't even pay yours, ho? You think I'm giving you money for your racism wall when I know good and goddamn well I'm not getting this motherfucking money back, bitch? Get your shit in line, bitch. You better dust that wig down, glue that shit down, bitch, and get a fucking grip, ho.
Because
I'm not giving you any money for your fucking, your bigotry barricades.
Will not do it. So
that's how I feel about that. Next.
Cool. Our next question comes from somebody who says, please don't use my real name. This email is embarrassing enough. So I will call her Tamara.
Why do you have to? I'm Tamara.
Because.
God, Tamara.
Have you been watching Jocelyn Hernandez on The Real?
Let's just pull over.
Pull over that ass.
So, why do I slightly live? If she can like wear, because Jocelyn is a mom now,
but she can't get rid of them thought clothes.
She can't.
She cannot.
But she's turning it down a little bit. If you've noticed, like she's wearing like less electric tape and more like like lacy numbers, a blazer with a brassiere.
Oh, no. That black lace thing with the blue and red, that was hideous.
She sucks. But at the same time. She's going for like matte lipsticks and like a more normal hair. I see it. Like if she can stop doing the catty reality show thing, I could see her not on a talk show because I don't really like to hear her talk. But something else.
Right. Something. I mean, I enjoy Jocelyn's hotels or whatever that she puts up on The Real. And I like the fact that she makes Tamara uncomfortable and, you know, the whole you invited into our bedroom thing and how Tamara's just such a fucking virgin or whatever. But anyway, this letter from Tamara says. So our Tamara says, I've been with my husband for 13 years and we've been married for 10. Until a year ago, our marriage was pretty good. He's white and I'm black.
All right.
And this was never a problem until I found out that he was supporting Donald Trump.
What?
Ever since that, I just do not look at him the same. The way every black person is looking at white people sideways, I'm looking at his ass. Girl, that would be me.
I can't.
As someone who considers herself woke, I want to throat punch him every time Trump is on TV or in earshot. I feel like there's a whole nother side of him that he's hiding from me, which would be smart on his part because of my throat punching instinct. He wants to have sex and I'm like, no thanks, because I'm no longer attracted to him.
No!
Since the election and now the inauguration, all I can think about is how do I get a job and get the fuck out of this marriage? My question is, do you guys think I'm overreacting? I can't talk to my family or friends about it because it's so embarrassing. I know that politics should probably not play such an important role in my life, but they just do. Trump is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and now I'm looking at my husband the same way. Any advice you guys can give me is greatly appreciated. I'm a huge fan of you both, and I thank God I will have y'all to listen to as we go through this awful time in American history. Oh, girl, are you sure? Because Trump might kill us first.
I mean, I have to know how far we're getting into the 4 years.
I wanted to answer that question, first of all, because I appreciate the fact that somebody who has a white husband listens to this show and emailed us. But also because we have way more questions this week about how to deal with Trump and how to deal with like self-care and
how the fuck are we supposed
mental
to know?
Health. Right. And I'm just here to tell y'all 100% honestly, I have been a fucking wreck since Donald Trump was elected, truly, but my anxiety has been steady growing up until the inauguration. And over the past 5 days that he's been in office, I have not been doing well. I've basically been drunk and high all day, every day. So I cannot help you as far as like healthier ways to deal with this, but as far as your white husband not being worth a damn, I definitely got some words for that.
I kind of feel like I'm in the beginning of the Hunger Games where they come up that shoot and they like count down the time or whatever before the shit starts. And I just feel like it's like I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I don't know what's going on and I got to fight to live and I have nothing. And I'm just like running around trying to find anything.
Cause I'm just something like, to hold on to.
Anything could kill me. Like, come at me, bitch. I dare you, bitch. I just feel like stranded. Like, right. I don't know what is like down is up. I really have no clue what is going on right now. And that's why I said, like, I'm living in denial. And I think that slowly that whole thing is breaking because the fact of the matter is that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are no longer in the office. Like, they're just gone. You know what I'm saying? And it blows. I'm taking solace in the fact that I really, like, I know that they're not going anywhere. I know Michelle's going to take a break that she more than deserves. Mm-hmm. I do expect to hear both of them at least giving their opinions on things and being active in the community.
Once
and
they
stuff
get back
like
to America.
That. Right. Once they're like, I guess.
We'll go back.
Sure, like, whatever.
Whatever.
And I really hope Michelle runs in 2020. Oh my God, if we make it.
I have a feeling she's so over.
I do too.
All of it.
I really
like,
do.
Don't call me girl. I don't want to be a part of it. No more.
Like, I showed my shoulders and they said that I was a slut. But now this woman with news.
But now y'all got free Melania hash. It can wait. It can wait till the read. It can wait.
Anyway, so about your husband, it's crazy because a lot of people, it sounds like, are dealing with this, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a family member that just all like out of nowhere was like, you know, so this is how I voted. It's like, mm-hmm. What? I thought I knew you.
Right.
You bitch. I guess it depends on you, your character, and how much you love this.
She don't even
want
to fuck him no more. She don't even want to fuck him no more.
If you feel like it's worth a shot, maybe try counseling or something. I don't know, because I legitimately could not get past that. Nope. I just couldn't get past it. You know, there's no way I could get over that. I don't understand any Republican stance or anybody. Like, oh, well, it doesn't make any sense to me. Even if you're a Republican and these are your views or your feelings, you could be a bigot. Like, you could be the worst kind of person.
Right.
And still voting for him doesn't make any sense to me. I just feel like it's inexcusable. It's a vote for hate, in
right.
my opinion,
it is.
Through and through, because he's not qualified. So what else are you voting for? So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's
happening. I mean, Tamara, honestly, it's been a while. It's been a year that you've been feeling, you know, stank about your husband. And I think if...
No sex. I mean, I can.
I mean, she's probably just been like, you know, once a month, been like, okay, nigga.
If I
come
told
on,
you
come
last
on.
Time somebody asked me to the boudoir, you think I was
not
crazy.
Asked you to the boudoir, nigga.
You think I was lying?
But she's not having it with this white man, and I get it. Like,
I don't blame her.
I would definitely try counseling with, like, preferably a black female.
Preferably.
Somebody who will be on your side, not his side.
Yes.
Because you are in the right here, and he needs convincing of all the wrong he's done. So.
Someone who is black. With a taste of unbiased.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you need to be...
Not me,
to be
right.
Unbiased. Right. Someone who's not going to be like, well, bitch, you just need to leave this fuck
Why
bitch.
Why are you still with this
in
white man?
In front of him. Right. Because that's what we would do.
Right.
You need somebody who's black who can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And express that.
Because I'm just going to say, why are you still with this white son of a bitch
that's
thing? Girl,
insane.
I don't get it.
Twinsies.
Tell him to get the fuck on somewhere and get the fuck out your face.
1,000.
So, yeah, girl, figure it. I mean, either therapy or divorce. There's no other way.
There's
out of this.
Really that, like, because I would
praise God you don't have children.
I would wake up thinking about it every day. And some things, like when you're in a relationship or when you're in love with someone, a lot of times things like this happen, and you feel like, is this even really that big of a deal? Can I get past that?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it may be a smaller thing in the bigger picture of things, but if it's something that's going to constantly be on your mind, it is a big deal.
It's true.
So.
And I mean, it's not like, oh, politics are just some small thing. This is really fucking important.
Globally.
The things that this man, the executive orders he signed in the past 5 days alone, it just makes my fucking head spin. I couldn't even sleep last night. And my nigga was like, are you up at 1 a.m. drunk? Seriously, yeah. What are you doing? And I'm like, yes. I'm drinking
I'm
all
coping.
Vodka in the house. Right, because I cannot deal with what this man is about to do to our lives. I praise God I live in my little New York bubble of not having to worry about the rest of you niggas. But it's too much. And I couldn't share a household with somebody who voted for Donald Trump.
Let
I
me tell
it.
You something. My manager is a good, crisp Caucasian woman.
Yes, she is. Shout out to Alex Rago.
And not only
whitest
is she
woman in the world,
and
love her.
Smart, but she's already got me holding that. Like, I'm told, like, look, help me pimp the game because I don't know what's going on. And she's like, got this.
That's it.
I'm not giving her a red cent to go and build no shit that Mexico damn sure ain't even
Oh,
gonna
yeah.
Like,
Alex put
y'all.
Me up on game. Alex was like, bitch, I don't pay taxes.
I don't do
Let
that.
Me tell y'all something.
What the fuck wrong with you?
Bitch,
I said, well, bitch, teach me your white ass ways then. Let me know, because I'm not with it. I'm not helping Donald Trump pay for that fucking wall.
You can, and if I have to go to prison,
then maybe I'll change my mind when the IRS emails me and says, bitch, either write us a check or go to jail. You know, maybe I'll change my mind.
I will start thinking about it then.
Until then, I'm not giving the federal government one fucking dime.
You get nothing.
Nothing. I'm not helping y'all build this racist wall of hate. You can kiss my black ass.
No shrimp, no rice, no champagne. You don't eat nothing.
So our last letter has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It comes from Maya. And it says, I need to know if I'm overreacting or not. I'm 25. Probably. You probably are. I've been with my boyfriend for about 6 years. We have a son who's turning 2 in 3 months. Since I had the baby, I've waited for my post-baby snapback to happen, and much to my horror, it has not. I'm not fat, but I'm bigger than I've ever been in my life, and I am so uncomfortable at this size. My whole body has changed in ways that exercise alone will not fix. I've told my boyfriend about this, and all he ever says is go to the gym or whatever, don't lose weight then. That sound like a nigga. Niggas be like, do your pussy still work? Because I'm still gonna fuck.
That nigga was like, girl, like, shut, I don't care.
The other night, I said that if I was to lose extra weight, I would most certainly need a boob job and a tummy tuck. And after I said that, he got angry and went on a tirade calling me selfish and not smart because I don't know how to prioritize our needs. We're moving in a few months, and I understand we're saving up for it, but for him to essentially say that this is never going to happen was... Oh, so I'm too drunk to read. After he...
Okay.
I don't know how to prioritize that. For him to say it's never going to happen was extremely hurtful. I feel like he never wants to do any of the things that will make me happy, even when he knows how much they mean to me, like marriage. She put that in parentheses.
Right.
Woo! It especially hurts because the only reason my body has changed is because of the pregnancy. That I have a hitch child, by the way. I added that in.
Right.
So my question is, am I overreacting? Does he have the right to tell me no on getting surgery? Am I a spoiled bitch for expecting him to just say yes and give me what I want? LOL. Thank you for taking the time to read my question. And please come to Calgary, Canada. Love, Maya.
I don't know where that is, sweetheart, but I love you for listening.
It's one of the provinces. Gotta be. That's what they call it, right?
I don't know.
Canadian provinces.
Says Aubrey.
Aubrey.google.com.
This reminds me actually of something I just saw.
Oh, it
Instagram.
Is a province. Yeah. Or you know territory. Things. One or the other.
So, Tika Sumter, who is
beautiful.
An actor and literally one of the most beautiful creatures in God's existence.
Absolutely.
Tika Sumter is so fine that I don't even know.
It don't make sense.
It's I can't fathom, like, you know, God just has days where he feels like going off. and that was one of those days.
Right, I'm mad I didn't come up on that day, but Tika Sumter is fine.
So she just had a baby, and she posted something on Instagram the other day, and it was like her walking out on maybe some like talk show appearances that she did, mm-hmm. and on one side it was her while she was a few months pregnant, or maybe she was, I don't know how many months, but she was definitely showing, and I think the other one was more recent. And maybe the whole caption was just about her, you know, feeling heartbroken about all of these women who feel the pressure to snap back after pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because it's like crazy. Every celebrity who has a baby or is pregnant, they always follow this woman's like journey to snap back. And it's different for a lot of women from what I've heard. A lot of times genetics has a lot to do with it, you know, besides just diet and exercise. And some women like are just skinny naturally throughout their whole pregnancy. Maybe they worked out before their pregnancy, so it's normal for them to be working out while they're pregnant or whatever.
Right.
And when they have a baby, it's just nothing for them to be like, whoop, I'm right back where I was. You know, but...
right. Tiana Taylor.
Right. Like, Tiana Taylor had that baby, and 4 hours later, she had a six-pack. Like, so... I think it's different for everybody, and you should just... It's one of those things that... It's like a sociological form of bullshit to me where you know, feel this pressure as women to look like one type of thing, and
It's like, you shouldn't want to have sex, but you need to have sex because you need to be like a porn star, but you shouldn't like it. And then you need to have kids because that's what it's about. But then you need to also be a sexy mom, a MILF.
Right.
And all this other stuff. And it's like Tika said, ooh, I'm so glad that glass was empty because it fell in my whole MacBook Pro.
And I ruined my last MacBook actually at this studio. Remember when we was upstairs in the big room and I spilled that drink on my... I had to buy a new MacBook after that.
Oh, my God. But like she said in here, you know, you as a mother, you did one of the... She used the word miraculous, I believe, but to me, it is miraculous. It's also terrifying.
I mean, yeah, to grow a whole nother human.
To grow a person with
body.
A mind, brain that will go on and have a job and bills and, like, have their own
women
families and opinions. And, like, you create this. You not only create this, but you cultivate it in your body. And then push it out.
That's right.
And then you have to take care of it.
And then,
like,
raise it.
And then raise it legally for years. For many, many years. Most of your years. So I agree that, like, the pressure of looking like something or snapping back or losing that weight, like, it's bullshit. Like, you did your job. You know what I'm saying? You had this baby, hopefully a healthy baby, girl or boy or whatever, and you should be focused on taking care of that.
Amen.
And, you know, if you want to look a certain type of a way, yeah, you can change your style of eating or go work out or whatever. But don't be pressured to look like no kind of whatever just because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Even if you didn't have a baby, fuck that. Who cares? Just be healthy.
Right. I don't know that you are overreacting about this. I think that maybe, you know, you're really worried about the way you look as opposed to something that maybe is of more substance than that. Like, you're just kind of like, oh, I'm at this size and it doesn't feel good. I've never been this big, which is real. But, like, I don't think surgery is going to fix that about you.
Not
I understand pregnancy does some shit to your body. Obviously, I've never been pregnant, so I don't know anything about it, like what it really does to you. But I don't think surgery is going to fix the way you're feeling. I think maybe having some time to yourself to carve out, like, your own routine or being like, you know, I'm going to cook this or I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to have my time to do whatever. Like, that's really great for you. But I don't think that a boob job or a tummy tuck is going to make you necessarily feel better about your body. And the fact that your man was like, okay, girl, well, either change the way you eat or stay fat.
He doesn't even sound like he cares.
Right. It sounds like he likes it either way.
I don't give a fuck.
And maybe you wanted him to be like, yeah, baby, I'll pay for your boob job. You know, you can have a tummy tuck or whatever else you want. Like, the fact that he's not really particularly enthused about that, I would just, I don't know. I think for me, this wouldn't be kind of like a deal breaker or like, oh, I'm going to leave this nigga because it's so annoying that he feels like I don't need surgery and I'm beautiful on my own. Like, how dare you?
The fuck is your problem? Loving
fuck
me
is
for
wrong
who
with
I
you,
am.
Nigga? I'm very ugly. Fuck is you talking about?
What is wrong with you, bitch? I'm hideous, you fucking dumbass.
So, I would probably say, you know what? I just need some time to myself. I feel like a lot of mothers, especially of children who are not public school age, I think those first 5 or 6 years of a kid's life can be incredibly stressful and hard on you.
Probably all of them.
I mean, definitely all of them. But when you're like the sole or primary caregiver, like, this nigga needs you,
like,
to stay
they
alive.
Need you for life, yes.
That's got to be stressful as shit. And it sounds like maybe you just need some time to yourself to have your own things that you want to do. You want
to
go to the gym
spa
or whatever else.
Get a
massage. I feel like you should just enjoy being a mother. I understand there's a lot of pressure from society for you to bounce back, like Beyonce or Taylor Tiana.
Be careful.
Tiana Taylor, any of these other women who have had babies, but remember that they have private chefs and they don't have jobs.
Hello?
They can work out all they want to.
Oh, seven trainers.
Beyonce don't have to cook nothing.
Ever.
Beyonce probably has an app where she tells the nigga downstairs what she wants for breakfast.
For breakfast. And it's ready when she get down there, my nigga. Beyonce's app designed and built just for her.
Yeah, man. Plus, I mean, don't forget that society hates people who are of any size at all. Like,
besides
you cannot
gaunt.
Be. Right. If you're anything under than a women's US 12, then society is probably totally cool with your body and the way you look. But once you get bigger than that, people are very hateful. Just remember there's a lot of pressure on you to look a certain way. And what really matters is that you're happy, your baby's happy. It matters slightly less that your man is happy. But, you know, it just... Worry about the things that are truly important. Take care of yourself. And hopefully your happiness springs from that and not from what you look like. Because I don't think that that's ultimately what's most important.
I agree.
So send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by Squarespace. So let me ask you a question. What's your next move for 2017? If it's a new job or a business venture or a hobby, you need to make sure that you have the proper online representation. And all of my homies and all of my girls and guys are using Squarespace because they offer a unique domain experience that's fully transparent and simple to set up. I'm telling you, we've used it for thisistheread.com. I use it for thekidfury.com. Crystals use it for crystals.com, right?
Yeah, and for thisistheread.com.
So it's really, really easy to use. It's very easy to have a website that looks professionally done and sexy and important and all of those things. And you can start your free trial today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code READ, that's R-E-A-D, to get 10% off for your first purchase. The little goes a long way. That is squarespace.com. Offer code is R-E-A-D. Get 10% off your first purchase and make the best out of this year. Get whatever it is that you are planning off of the ground and let us know how Squarespace held you down. Make your next move with Squarespace and let's move on.
Hey, y'all. Today's episode of The Read is also brought to you by Talkspace. And girl, let's fucking talk about it because society tends to place a lot of stigma on therapy. So if you've ever considered to go in therapy and want to do it in a discreet or maybe more convenient way, definitely give Talkspace a try. They're the online therapy company that makes it super easy to connect with a licensed therapist handpicked just for you for as little as $2 a week. Using Talkspace, you can text, audio, and video message your therapist as much as you want. Your therapist can listen to you vent about work or family or maybe the fucking administration or all the shit that's going on in this fucked up world. Explore your relationships with the people around you and help you put you on the path to a happier life. Lord knows I need the woo, saw, the fuck out, especially these days. I'm fucking losing it. So Talkspace can help so much with that. To sign up or learn more, go to Talkspace.com/read. And to show your support for the show, use code READ to get $30 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/read. Enter code READ to get $30 off your first month. Kid Fury and I talk a lot about mental health and things that are important as far as that's concerned and just making sure you have somebody to talk to, somebody licensed and professional to help you get through the shit that we're all going through. So again, Talkspace can help. Go to Talkspace.com/read, enter code READ, get $30 off your first month. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. That's it and that's all. Let's move on.
All right, so we're back and now it is time for The Read.
So I don't have a real read and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some things to say about your read.
Cool.
So let me just say that white people, I'm so the fuck over y'all. Like, no shade. I love that y'all give me money. I love that I have white people working for me. You know, every time a white man opens the door for me, I feel like a black angel gets its wings.
That's true.
But I just... This is so bad, y'all.
It is.
It is really bad. And I'm not trying to blow you niggas high. I'm not trying to ruin nobody's day. I know this is a comedy show. Y'all listen to this shit to get away from the Trump shit. But at the same time, we cannot not talk about it. And I just want white people to remember that y'all did this. Not only are y'all the majority of the population, y'all are the majority of the registered voters. And once again, white men and white women turned out in majorities when no other race did to put Donald Trump in office. Whatever influence Russia may have had over this election, it still did not stop a lot of you niggas for voting for that nigga. And now we're at the point where I feel like the people who truly deserve my anger or my wrath, like the people I'm really over, are the ones who are writing all these, "I'm so sorry I voted for Donald Trump, please forgive me," essays on all these different media outlets. And again, I'm going to keep this short because I know I have the tendency to go off and I'm not finna do that. But if you voted for Donald Trump and now you realize that he lied to you, or you realize that the campaign promise that he made that you love the most is not going to happen, or he put in a hiring freeze at the VA, so now you can't get a job, or you are a veteran and you can't get the medical care you need, and it's going to be another 6 months for you to get in to see a doctor or whatever the fuck else. You can't ask us to turn around and feel sorry for your dusty, dirty, white ass because you voted against your own best interest.
That's right.
Your broke ass had no business voting Republican in the first motherfucking place. Didn't. And so the fact that you did does not mean I'm going to turn around and dig up whatever little sympathy I have in my heart for you. Everything I have goes out to the people who voted for Hillary Clinton and don't deserve this and are still going to get the fucking worst of it. That's where the vast majority of my sympathy goes. And if you're not one of those people, I probably don't have too much for you. And I'm not even finna get into, you know, the whole... You know what? Yes, I am. Because you dumbass motherfuckers talk about Hillary was... No, during the campaign. Talking about Hillary is just as bad as Trump and war crimes and Haiti and emails and all this shit she's done and blah, white man and this. You cannot tell me that after her first 4 or 5 days in office that, first of all, Hillary Clinton would have done anywhere near the amount of utterly dumb shit that Donald Trump has done. And secondly, you can't tell me that Republicans would have so easily let her do it. Okay. I sat there and watched Barack Obama, a president who I voted for twice, struggle with a GOP House and Senate to get anything done. Okay. I mean, struggle to get Obamacare passed, struggles to get y'all to do anything at all to even remotely acknowledge that black people matter in this fucking world. Struggle to get anything progressive put in place, fighting with you motherfuckers every step of the way, while y'all called Michelle and her beautiful ass daughters monkeys and apes and all other kind of terrible things. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a son who is special needs, and I don't care if you niggas don't like that I said it, because I see it and the boy is it, and it's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that he's hiring somebody or recommending somebody for Secretary of Education who does not believe in public schooling, who thinks that charter schools are the way to go, and who doesn't even think the ADA should be applicable in public schools, means that I can criticize the fuck out of Donald Trump because he knows that his own special needs child can have whatever private tutoring, private schooling, he is going to have whatever he needs. And if ultimately that boy still is not able to work on his own or have his own life, he will be just the fuck fine thanks to his daddy or all his ugly ass racist ass siblings that came before him. So don't ask me to have no sympathy for you racist ass rednecks and all the shit you hold so dear, because I just don't have it. You can kiss my black ass and I'm done.
That was efficient.
Thank you.
So Craig said, Michelle, let me tell you something. So many feelings. So, as we discussed previously, Chrisette Michelle was asked to sing at the inauguration for Donald Trump last week. She says that she immediately agreed with the word. When asked, she immediately said the word absolutely. Once that whole news hit the streets, she was ripped to shreds by anti-Trump motherfuckers, like the entire black community.
All of us, right.
And anybody else that sends. And so since then, she has kind of been like on the defense again, like Steve Harvey and the rest of these niggas who, I don't know what the fuck y'all thought. One of the things she did in response to the backlash was perform a spoken word piece called No Political Genius. Now, I'm going to give you a taste of this.
I was about to say, do you want me to play it or do you have it already?
I've got it. It's okay, fine. Great. So here we go. Hey,
I am the black voice inauguration bells ring. I am the black sheep disguising the scared garbage wolf. No, I'm the black elephant in the red room scared shook. White House invites me, you call me their coon. I am the butterfly growing from history's cocoon. I can carry the mantle with God as my goon. He provides the life support, I'm God dying singing his tune. Church folks may not clap, but I'll sing their song. Hip hop for Jay-Z, now you say you lost one. R&B for Def Jam, Rich Hipster for Brooklyn. But Spike won't pay me, a crook from Crooklyn.
Girl, I had to stop it, right. But
God as your goon, sis.
That was really bad. Not to mention Roman Coon with Coon, but it's fine. You might.
So that was her spoken word really response to y'all having a problem with her. There's more of it if you at all, for whatever wild reason, are interested in hearing it. It's called No Political Genius, which she says she's also creating a series.
A TV show.
Called No Political Genius, same name, where she's going to be going back and forth between, I guess, congressmen who are allegedly calling her and people within our community who have questions and concerns about the government. I don't believe that, but that's neither here nor there. She also says... Mm-hmm. That after her performance, I guess she expected to meet with Donald Trump or mm-hmm. talk to him or whatever, and he never met with her. She was very upset. She says that her family disowned her and she didn't even get to shake this man's hand. She was on the Breakfast Club talking about how, you know, she was there in her Basquiat skirt and... You know, she said that black girls matter. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever this whole thing is.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. The idea that, you know, she's, you know, trying to bridge this gap between...
It was 40 minutes of dumb shit.
It's just really stupid and inexcusable. It is.
I appreciated Charlamagne trolling her and laughing at her in her face. That was nice.
So, look. Here's the thing. I think that people like Chrisette and Michelle are doing two things. A, they are underestimating racism, and B, they are like overestimating themselves. Because nobody asked you, like, nobody asked you to attempt to bridge any gap between nothing. No one did. Mm-hmm. And like I've said before, I appreciate people who truly in their hearts want to try and make a difference and make peace and stuff like that. But why the fuck we always got to be the one to build a bridge? Why do we always have to come down to the quarry with cement and sticks and stones and branches and wood and all this other fuck shit to try and build bridges for these niggas to burn down again? Like, what are you missing, girl? These motherfuckers, they don't care about it. They don't care. They called you, like, you were surprised, just like your fiance or whoever manages you was surprised when you got this offer to be at the inauguration. Why? Because they were asking every other nigga, yep. And every other nigga said no. And you said yes, because you either are so naive or so egotistical that you really felt like your presence there was going to make a difference for the black community. And I don't understand how. I just don't get how. You really felt like you being at that inauguration was anything more than you being the nigga they needed? Like, do you really? Mm-mm. Where have you been? Could you possibly be so daft that you just feel like,
come on, daft.
I just, you know, I'm going to be out there and bridge, I'm going to bridge a gap. None of us did. None of us asked you to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There have been far more influential people in our history who have bled, who have been imprisoned, who have died and couldn't bridge a gap from us to these racist people. So what the fuck makes you think that we sitting at home in a new Trump presidency saying, my God, someone beef Chrisette Michelle and her people, get Steve Harvey on the phone because we just need someone to talk to these people. We don't.
We do not.
We fucking don't. And all, like, you being at that inauguration supported him. We didn't need you to be there, girl. The only reason they asked you to be at that fucking concert is because they needed people to perform to show support of him. Like, what's it like Maxine Waters said? The inauguration is for what? It's supposed to welcome and honor and respect an incoming president. So you being there, regardless of what fucking skirt you had on or what piece of poetry, it ain't fucking deaf comedy or deaf poetry jam, girl. Like, nobody cares about that. No one's interested. They knew that they needed a nigga on stage, and you were the nigga who said yes. Plain and simple. It's nothing more or less than that, and it never is going to be. Period. Dumb people don't care about you. They don't care about what you stand for or what you think. So you really feeling like you were going to make a difference is completely fucking foolish to me. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, what it all boils down to... was the fact that you wanted to put yourself in this position to A, get a check, and B, act like, oh, well, I'm, you know, I'm doing this and that and the third for the motherfucking community and I'm making this sort of change and blah, 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 blah. But
None of us wanted you to. None of us asked you to. Now your family ain't fucking with you, which neither would mine. My family, bitch, I couldn't even, if I tried to call my family after some shit like this come out, it wouldn't even, the phone would just say, the party that you are trying to contact said, bitch, don't ever call us the fuck ever again. That's what they told me to tell you. What the fuck did you think that this shit was, girl? Like, I'm just confused. I don't understand that part. And I feel like, you know, people like President.
Don't say that. You mean former President Obama?
People like President Obama.
Okay.
Did their absolute best, you know what I'm saying, to try and stay on both sides and do X, Y, and Z. And da, 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 da. This nigga came to the fucking inauguration with his own wife. Didn't open the door for her. She got her fake ass Jackie Onassis outfit. Y'all trying to compare her to a legend.
Fake.
And she paid her absolute dust, debris, and no doubloon. And Michelle and Barack were the ones to be like, here's your little...
She was rolling her eyes.
Right.
A little cheap ass Tiffany present.
Not at all.
That her husband treated her like that.
She was like, well,
because Barack stands right there at the car waiting on her every time. He know what the fuck this is.
That's why she was aggravated. Like, this nigga not, like, he doesn't even care. After you've been dragged by women this entire campaign for the fuck shit you've been involved in, you can even come out here and show your own fucking sugar baby some goddamn respect at your fucking ceremony. Now you want to know why my fucking face is twisted up. You decided to be a part of that, Chrisette. We don't care. Nobody cares about that shit. Because you know the true way to show power from our end is to not go, to not support them. Stop acting like we have to be the ones to always connect these dots for people who could not care less about what the fuck is going on over here. The way to get your attention, bitch, is to say, no, I also will not support your motherfucking shit. So find a black person, do your goddamn best. That is the way to show them that we don't fucking, we're not playing them games. Look at women. Look at the women's fucking march. The women's march that came... Historically, what was it? The biggest protest, the biggest whatever in the history.
It was one of the biggest days, I think, for the DC metro system. It was like over 1 million swipes on a fucking Saturday.
They're reporting
by far way bigger numbers than the inauguration, and this was worldwide.
Not just here.
Women across the globe protesting against this asshole that white people
Asia,
elected.
Australia, South America, people all over the world were like, we ain't got to deal with that shit too much, but also fuck that bitch. So after all these reports coming out about how pissed this motherfucker is about the numbers of this women's march versus the numbers from his inauguration, you really feel like they don't care about your stories and your tears and your dress, girl. They don't care. The fact of the matter is that you did what they needed you to do, and that is the end of the story. Steve Harvey ain't get to shake that nigga's hand. Steve Harvey will more than likely, past likely, never hear from that bitch ever again. You did what you needed to do. You took your picture, you came up, and you were in attendance. I hope that check pays the bills that you needed to for however many years and months or whatever to come, because that's all that whole shit stood for. The way that we are going to show these people that we fucking mean business is to stay our asses out of their motherfucking face. No, you won't have my coins. You won't have my tax dollars, bitch.
Nope,
you won't have my support. You won't have a handshake from me. You won't get a picture, a Polaroid, no nothing. Because that is what boils their goddamn Ovaltine, bitch. That is what it is. These motherfuckers be pissed and racist as fuck until it comes out. Look at what's his name? Donald Sterling? Was that his name?
Oh, yeah, the owner of the Clippers.
Well, his sugar baby came forward and was like, well,
he's racist as fuck.
He didn't buy me the Chloe bag or the Chanel bag I wanted, so here's what I fucking heard this bitch say. And that nigga lost so many ducats
lost his
based
team.
Off of that. That's what they want to apologize. Look at Paula Deen. That's why they want to be sorry and go sit down with the likes of black ass Steve Harvey and then go and cook fucking creme brulee for a bunch of black ass inner city kids. That's when they want to make a difference. When you show, okay, well, you may not have my money any longer. I won't be buying your clothes. I won't be buying your fucking food. I won't be watching your fucking show, and I won't come up to your event. That's how you make a difference. Not by going over there and begging and pleading and thinking that you're going to recite some fucking Langston Hughes and they're going to act like they give a fuck. So nobody cares. We don't feel sorry for you. You know, you can't have a refill. We're not having, that was.
Can I get a refill?
That was,
it was a while ago.
That was not her. That was Elle Varner.
Oh no, that was right. That was sorry, Elle Varner, right.
Sweet girl.
She was,
we were having an epiphany.
I think I'm just about over.
And the epiphany is, bitch, that the only bridge that was involved in this whole affair is the one that you burnt between your black ass self and the rest of us.
That's it.
Because you won't be getting a dime, dollar, or cent from me ever, the black ass again. And there ain't shit that you can rhyme with that. I'm done.
That's it. Let me tell you something about Chrisette Michelle. First of all, that bitch came to MTV for like their day of service when I worked at Viacom. They have like a day of service every year where they hire somebody kind of famous to come perform at Viacom. And she was there one day. And I loved Chrisette Michelle's first and second albums.
I have been a huge fan of her too.
Like, so when I first heard about, you know, when she came out with the Black People Need to Do Better shit last year, I was like, okay, girl, I ain't trying to hear that.
Right.
But then when this All Lives Matter Trump inauguration ball thing came out, I was just truly over her. And last week when we talked about Trina, first of all, I didn't want to taint the Trina episode with anything too deep about Donald Trump. But this dumb bitch did interviews because, you know, she's been on the circuit this week begging for everybody's forgiveness.
Right, yes.
And she told MTV and The Breakfast Club, I'm sorry, not MTV, BET, and The Breakfast Club the same thing, which was that, so BET directly asked her, you know, did you reach out to President Obama about your decision to perform? And she said, I don't have his number, but he was at Trump's inauguration, and as much as we cheer for him and say that we're on his bandwagon, how come y'all not mad at President Obama the way y'all are mad at me, because he was at the inauguration just like I was? I just want to remind your dumb bitch ass that Barack Hussein Obama was the outgoing president of the United States of America, meaning it is his goddamn duty if nobody else is there, bitch. If nobody else is there to hand over the passwords to this nigga, it's Barack Obama's job. The fact that you think that you're D-list, and the fact that she put herself on the D-list and was being extremely generous is hilarious to me, because sis, D-list is for white people. You're more like the wildest. But the fact that you even put yourself on that and then said, why come y'all not mad at President Obama, is fucking laughable. Bitch, we not mad at him because he's the goddamn president.
He did his job.
You're the dumb bitch. They cycled through everybody worth a damn before they got to you.
Jennifer Holliday had to
Jennifer
say yes.
Jennifer Holliday said yes. And then the gays said, bitch, don't forget we made you. And she said, never mind.
I'm telling you, you're not going. How about that?
And what did Jennifer say? Well, bitch, I'm sitting my black ass right the fuck at home, because the gays ain't never steered me wrong, and them niggas is paying my mortgage to this day. You decided to take your ass on and perform at that inauguration, despite the fact that not only did you not get $750,000 or $250,000, you didn't even get your requested rate. She told Billboard that she sent over her fee, and they were like, we ain't got that. It. Bitch, they have a $200 million budget for the inauguration, and they didn't have whatever your sad ass fee was, which, no shade, because this is a lot of money, but it ain't no way Chrisette Michelle's fee is more than $25,000 to go any fucking where. It's just not. So the fact that you negotiated your way down to something that I'm sure is under $10,000, and I'm equally sure you haven't received your check yet, is nothing but funny to me. It's nothing but funny. You can't expect us to feel any type of way about you, because Chrisette Michelle is not only stupid, she thinks the rest of us are just as stupid as she is.
That's right.
She thinks that she can go talk to Charlamagne and Angela Yee and say all this dumb shit to their faces, and ain't none of us gonna question it or challenge her on it or say nothing twice about it. Like, bitch, what the fuck is you saying? Are you really trying to tell us you don't understand why we mad at you and not at the president? Your presence was optional. Guess where Obama wasn't? Guess where he wasn't? He was at the official inauguration, where that nigga is you know, officially made the president and sworn in on the Bible and all that. He was not at the after party, bitch.
Sure
that's
wasn't.
Where you were.
That's where
and
you were.
Not only did you say that you were there to be a bridge. See, this is the thing about that bitch. She sat there and told Charlamagne and them that she was the bridge and she was going to be the one to start the conversation. And it's just important that somebody's there and they need to see us. First of all, white people have seen niggas all their lives. They just don't give a fuck about you. Your presence there didn't make one lick of difference. For you to be like, oh, well, did y'all see my Basquiat skirt with slaves on it and cotton picking? Nobody gives. Them white people didn't give a shit.
They don't care, but they don't know what Basquiat is.
Donald Trump himself didn't even bother to meet with you. Didn't even bother to shake your black ass
hand. What made you think he was going to?
In fact, said, you know, we're going to go ahead and do the Trump thing first of all. We're going to get that out the way, and then you can come out afterwards totally breaking with tradition. Which president has ever waited until the, like, who, which president has ever gone through and done the whole, like, oh, you know, inauguration ball, pomp and circumstance, and then the singer comes and that nigga is out? You wasn't even there. You never laid eyes on that nigga. You wasn't there to bridge a gap, you dumbass Steve Harvey ass bitch. You was there to be the token black. That's it. You wasn't there to make no policy changes. For you to sit up and tell the, and she's telling the Breakfast Club, oh, well, I'm going to go to South Dakota and find a single mom and tell her, a white single mother, how she's just like a black single mother in Far Rockaway. And I'm going to bring in mayors and senators and we're all going to talk. No, the fuck you aren't, bitch, because you ain't nobody. Shut the fuck up with your dumb black ass.
All right.
I'm sorry. She's just so fucking frustrating because you think the rest of us are as dumb as you are and we just are not.
That's why I said last week when I was talking about Steve Harvey being dumb and I saw some people being like, he is, I don't believe he's dumb. He's just,
the
know,
fuck she ain't.
No, these people are dumb. The fact that you really
dumb
allow,
and
you
think
put
we
yourself
dumb.
In a position, and the fact that you kept it a secret for as long as you did or whatever, however many days, you knew that you were going to get a backlash from this and you took the risk anyway.
Yep.
You just have to be dumb to believe that that risk was worth it.
Yep.
So what you have now, no career, you didn't get to meet with no Donald Trump, and I promise you that these congressmen and women that you are alleging are contacting you and doing all of this, that you're not making any difference. Nobody asked you to put that cross and you know, to bear that cross or put that weight on your own shoulders.
Nope.
Nobody asked you to do that. You did that on your own. And that's why I'm saying it either has to be an egotistical thing where you just feel like you just have the power and the influence to make this difference or it isn't. Because I don't see how you can look at the likes of the Obamas or Malcolm X or anybody's Martin Luther King or anybody who's come before you who has been killed or chastised, who actually made way bigger leaps in change than you have, and they still don't get taken seriously or respected. You really felt like we were going, like,
with
like
your
what was
dumbass.
Shut up.
And you ain't nobody.
We have every right to be pissed at you, or at the very least to be like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
Don't talk to me anymore about a Chris Emma show because I'm not interested.
That's really it.
So take whatever USD they gave you and make it last. That's all I can say.
Because I know it wasn't no money. It ain't nothing you can live off of. And the other thing about her is that through the whole interview, she was like, oh, well, you know, they called my phone. Oh, well, actually, they didn't call my phone.
Right.
No, my phone doesn't
ring. I don't ring for that.
I'm booked for the next 6 months, honey. Oh,
on
I don't
what?
Go
R&B divas?
Hungry. I don't do this. Oh, baby, they don't understand. I'm not blah, blah, blah. Bitch, if you were that popping, and this is no shade, please take this with full 100%. Take this with the honesty of Christ, girl. If you were that fucking popping, we would already know about it, and you would not have to tell us, sis.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter remains that you're playing a casino in Mississippi next month. You ain't popping, bitch. You out here making it like the rest of us. And you did this because, first of all, you know, Chrisette Michelle's never going to get a bigger audience than the fucking inauguration. And secondly, you need the fucking money. There's nothing Chrisette Michelle or anybody associated with her can say to me that will make me feel any differently about that. And black people might be the most understanding motherfuckers on the planet when it comes to just needing money. A week ago, all she had to say when this came out was, yo, my niggas, I'm sorry, but I owe $45,000 to the IRS and I got to get this shit paid off. And I promise you, niggas would not still be doing this because niggas understand having bills. But you wanted to act like God called you and MLK said this was important and they need to see somebody, and I need to bridge the gap, and I need to be the one. But bitch, talking about, I have access, and I got senators and mayors calling me. You couldn't even shake Donald Trump's raggedy ass, white ass hand, bitch. You ain't got nothing. You got played. And I bet you ain't never gonna get your check on top of that. But go on and fuck yourself.
You ain't got no room or no reason to be mad at us, to be mad at nobody Spike Lee or anybody who has reacted negatively to your negative, dumb, poor, foolish ass decision. So live with that, make it work, and I hope that you can eat for as long as God has you here. But other than that, like, finding a way for you to eat is not my business.
Yeah, that's not my business. I don't give a shit. Ow! 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 Ow!
Well, the microphone is a Chrisette Michelle fan.
I don't give a shit what happens to her at this point, but are we done?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. So don't forget to check out thisistheread.com.
Did you like poke your eye?
Yeah, I did. And don't forget to check out our super dope sponsors in Nature Box. They make high quality snacks that actually taste great and are better for you with ingredients that are free from artificial flavors, colors, and sweeteners, so you can feel much better about your snacking decisions. There are new snacks every month. So again, check out naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your first order. If you ever try a snack you don't like, Nature Box will replace it for free. So again, naturebox.com/TheRead for 50% off your first order. Snack. Sorry. What's up, liquor? Snack healthier with Nature Box and The Read. Kefira, do you have any, news this week and shit?
Yes. The Read Live is coming to you very soon. Washington, D.C. We have to go there.
We do have to go to D.C.
I just thought of that.
But we don't have to see them ugly ass white people.
A week from Saturday, February 4th, we're coming to D.C. for a show. Can't wait. So excited. You guys are always great. Also, February 25th, New York City right here, our 4-year anniversary show. That should be exciting and festive or whatever. So I believe both of those engagements are sold out.
Woo!
So I guess we'll just see you there.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Also, I guess
I'll just hold it.
Get your mic.
Yeah, my mic's been fucked up all episodes. Sorry, guys.
I don't know. A big shout out to Fast Company.
Oh yeah, they put us on their list.
Most creative people in business this year, which is exciting because we're also on the list with the likes of like Serena Williams.
Yes, and Issa.
So, great company.
Very dope. Thank you, Fast Company, very much for the recognition.
I think that's it.
Do we have an acronym for this week or not?
The acronym will be B-O.
Barack Obama, nigga? Amen.
That and be optimistic.
Oh. Huh.
Because as long as you keep your head to the sky, you can win. Ooh, as long as you keep your head to the sky.
Niggas.